This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Nate Taylor is going to join us here coming up in a bit. Let me give you one quick update. On behalf of The Drive here at 96.5 The Fan and also Rob and I's podcast, I want to encourage you to go wherever you get your podcast from and download Bad Movies, Worst Opinions. Rob and I go through 90s and 2000s movies that are rated below a 6.0 on IMDb. It comes out every Tuesday. So on behalf of those two ventures, we are offering up tickets to go see the movie Venom. Rob, is this a movie that you're interested in? You love superhero movies. You love Spider-Man. Are you interested in Venom? I believe this is the sequel, Venom number 2.
I believe this is 3. And
this is the third Venom.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. That's a lot of Venom.
Zero interest. None.
Okay, well,
the first two were unwatchable.
Hopefully the people listening, I hope that they have an interest in the movie. Have an interest in the movie. I hope that whoever is listening, I hope that they have an interest. I also hope that they go and download our podcast, Bad Movies, Worst Opinions. So during the commercial break, please don't call right now. Every time I say this, I'll play the sounder, then someone will call, then they'll be mad that they didn't win. Not right now. During the commercial break, I'm going to play this sounder.
We are Venom.
When you hear that sounder, call Rob. We will give you a pair of tickets to go see Venom this weekend. We'll send you the code. You do it yourself. You go see the movie. Hopefully you enjoy it. Let us know if you liked Venom. This is the second one, third one, fourth one.
This is the third one.
Three, we got Tom Hardy is Venom, right?
Yep.
Okay. Shout out to Tom Hardy. I like Tom Hardy.
Woody Harrelson was the bad guy in the second one.
Okay, well, I haven't seen Venom 1 or 2, and I don't think I'm going to see 3. But I want to help other people. Maybe you want to take your kid to go see Venom. See, people are calling right now. I just gave you the rules.
I can't believe people are this excited to see Venom.
I can. It's going to be a box office smash is what it's going to be. This is my question. 913-586-7965. Now, I know this is going to sound like I'm a hater, and I promise you, I am not a hater. Rob, you're in the middle of this. Is the Sunflower Showdown fun? Is it a fun rivalry? I bring that up for this reason. This is why I bring it up. You don't hate K-State. I know you. You don't hate K-State. A lot of KU fans I know don't hate K-State. They hate Missouri. They don't hate K-State. Rob, when were you born?
1991.
How many times do you think that KU has won against K-State since you've been alive? Think about it. You were born in 1991. It's 2024. How many times do you think KU has beat K-State in football since you've been alive?
Half a dozen, maybe?
Five.
Oof.
Rob, think about over the course of your life, all the things that you've done. You finished high school. You finished college. You've lived in multiple places. You have been married. You and your wife are planning a family, building a home five times over the course of your life. That doesn't sound very fun to me as a KU fan to watch your team every single year get their teeth kicked in against this other team. And then in basketball, a majority of the time, you guys win. When has KU and K-State been an interesting, fun rivalry? The games aren't competitive, and they're not hostile. I've been to a KU-K-State basketball game and football game. It isn't hostile. It's a lot of love on both sides.
It's more hostile in Manhattan.
Well, of course.
That's fair. I'm just pointing it out. There's hostility one direction.
I just want to know. You guys let me know, 913-586-7965. Is this a fun rivalry? Rob, you were so excited to go to this game at the beginning of the season. You had a chance for tickets. Nah, I'm okay. I don't want to go. I'm all right.
I'm good. I will say this, and this is going to sound like very deep in my arrogant KU fan bag, but that's fine. KU fans do not care about K-State the way K-State fans care about KU. They don't.
No, agreed. Most rivalries, when there's a third team involved, mm-hmm. that's how it's going to be. Missouri and Kansas are rivals.
Yep.
They're rivals. Like, they don't like each other.
To this day, I do not want Missouri to experience success. K-State's what, 5-1 right now? Okay. K-State won the Big 12 in football a few years ago. It wasn't like it burned me. When Mizzou was playing Bama and they were playing Auburn in those SEC title games, I don't care if it was the SEC. I wanted that team to lose.
Yeah.
I was big Trey Mason fan for a day. You, every March, become big insert team X fan. That's how it's supposed to work. K-State does not make me experience that feel.
Yeah, I just wanted to know. This call's from Manhattan. Let's take their call. Can we take this person's call?
We can take this call.
Yeah, let's see. I want to get their opinion. 913-586-7965. Some of you are around Rob's age. You cheer for KU. You've beaten K-State 5 times, and this doesn't sound fun. Every year, the same thing happens. You guys are going to lose on Saturday. I know it. You know it. They know it. You guys are going to lose. And then in basketball, we know in Lawrence you aren't winning. Right, we know that's happening. You have no chance of winning in Lawrence. And maybe you win in Manhattan. That's it. This rivalry is fun one time a year when K-State plays KU at home in basketball. Maybe they will win. And they did. And they didn't start winning in that rivalry until just recently. I don't want to have to go through the basketball. K-State. They beat you in your own gym for 20 consecutive years. This rivalry didn't start getting fun until about 5 years ago. It started to get fun. You're 51 years old. This rivalry has been fun 6 times in 50 years. No, this rivalry is... I'm offended they've even given it a name. It shouldn't even have a name. Sunflower Showdown. Nah, man, KU playing K-State. Josh, you called into the show, man. You sound like you're a K-State fan.
Yes, and I'm from Central Kansas, right? So there's a lot more of the KU-K-State rivalry. Here in the Kansas City area is more KU-Missouri, and yeah, I get it, but I don't know. I've always hated KU. I was a 2-year-old that was chanting all the negative chants and stuff. They make good doctors. Nobody likes lawyers. That's about all the good that comes out of KU. They're a bunch of cheaters. That's been my life growing up. So,
Josh, you know, man, I appreciate it, man. We got Nate Taylor coming up in a little bit. You can even, Josh, I didn't even get the feel of the hatred from what Josh had to say.
Josh tried to take a shot at KU there. Oh, they're all cheaters. I didn't feel a way. Let you say that.
Josh's shot, his insult was, they all live in Roland Park and they're doctors. Great. Phenomenal people. They're very accomplished scholars, is what he said. You know, the Sunflower Showdown, let's be honest, is weak. It's weak. Rob, you're a KU fan. Give me one great Sunflower Showdown football memory that you have. Give me one. A positive one for your team. Give me one. Even though MU and KU haven't played each other in basketball, text line right now. Give me MU-KU basketball memories. Text line will be flooded. Give me some football memories in this rivalry. They play every year. They're playing every year since the 1800s. You got fun memories from these games?
There was once they broke a long losing streak in Lawrence. That was cool.
one time.
I think it was like 04?
Maybe. We don't even know. We don't even know when it happened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.